You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lusaka Polite.
No love for Anthony Fasano, Dan.
Cam Cameron.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Reagan Mawia.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Here's a name you haven't thought of in a while. Disgraced Jets sideline coach Sal Alossi.
I present you Greg Camarillo.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Deion Sims.
Ooh.
I'm offering up Jay Cutler, ladies and gentlemen.
I already forgot the Jay Cutler year.
Not quite obscure enough, though. Like, A.J. Feely is what we're going for.
Cleo Lemon.
Trying Steve Martin.
Also.
A prop comic. Let's do the contractually obligated Greg Cody has a podcast. It features Greg Cody.
Greg, can you set this up?
I don't know what the clip is, Mike. I got this. So Hard Knocks is covered. They actually got the idea to cover the Colts by, you know, they decided to cover Greg's Lobos this season. That news broke before the Colts news. It did, Billy.
It did.
So they're covering Greg's Lobos, and here's a clip. This is how week two of Hard Knocks covering Greg's Lobos started.
Tuesday morning, 5:44 a.m., Greg Cody's house.
Hey, Coach. Hey. I appreciate you picking me up today. Here's a cup of coffee. I'm buying a little Java.
Thank you.
God, what, is it 6 yet? I think it's like 5:45.
It's a bit early.
It's a bit early, but, you know, we're headed to camp because why? You know why. What's out there waiting for us? The worms. The worms are out there, and what are we? The early birds. You know. I mean, I am on cloud 9 after the win last week, and God, we needed it. We needed that so bad. I'm so proud of my guys, L. Jack and the rest, for really, you know, using the mint like rocket fuel.
I wish people could see. Greg Cody has never looked so healthy. He is never glowed. He is just radiant, basking in his own, yes, look at me. My team matters. I'm doing a fake documentary where they're chasing me around at 5:45 in the morning to ask me about my team and its worm eating.
I mean, the previous week in the team meeting, I called out Zeke Elliott by name. I said, we need more from you. He's the one who won the game for the Lobos last night. So that's coaching.
I love that leave a Lobos mint under your pillow joke is still going strong.
Yeah, damn right. It's all he has.
Well, you know, Brox, the candy maker, is talking about coming out with a line of Lobos mints. That has not been reported. That's an exclusive to this show.
That's not true. It was in the Greg Cody show.
That's true. It was mentioned in the podcast. But Brox Lobos mints.
You have had, you've been a tour de force today. Like, you have had, this is one of the best shows that you have ever done.
Wow.
Let's take you to the bucket of death now. The Grim Reaper has arrived in the room. We have some lines here courtesy of DraftKings.
Thad Lewis.
Oh my God.
Joey Harrington.
Oh wow.
Dick Geron.
The Seahawks. Okay, ladies and gentlemen,
the Seahawks are at the 49ers. They're a 3-point dog. Ooh. At the 49ers.
All right, I'm going to roll the dice on a different one.
She is putting the helmet
second
back.
Second one is final. Heartbreaking result for him last week where he got the fine bucket money, $500, and then his son got the swap helmet and gave him the Washington football team. Right.
The fine bucket again.
There's nothing in there.
There's nothing in it.
Instant.
There's no money in it.
Not a dollar in it.
So Matt, you got to select again.
No, he doesn't have it. It's an instant death.
Oh my God.
And there's not a single dollar in the fine bucket because
you're new to the proceedings. Greg pulled the fine bucket last week. got instant death, but was awarded $400+.
All the pandemic fines. All of them.
All the pandemic
fines.
However, what few accounted for was that there's a swap helmet in the bucket of death that was pulled by his own son, Chris Cody, and Chris Cody opted for the cash reward and instant death. Now, only death.
No. No, that's not true. I won the fine bucket. So whatever's in the fine bucket, even if it's zero...
All right, you get it. You're right.
I get that.
You get it.
Yeah.
You do get it.
But you also get instant death.
It's instant death. No, I don't get instant death.
It isn't instant death.
It's both of those things.
No, when you took the $400+ dollars, you also had instant death.
Fine bucket plus death.
Plus death.
I get that.
I thought I said or death.
God damn. What the hell?
He jumped out of his head.
Give me a heart attack.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.